You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. One final note on the women's contest before we jump ahead to the men's game. The scoreboard on the women's side, completed. Mont Marty defeats Dakota Wesleyan 78-72. Hastings over Midland 67-59. Doan over Nebraska Wesleyan 71-65. Northwestern defeats Dort 61-53. Top three teams in the standings heading into play this evening were idle. Morningside, Concordia, and Briarcliff all stay at the top of the conference. Hastings moves into a tie for third place with their win over Midland. They go to 7-3. Doan is 6-4. Northwestern 5-5. Dakota Wesleyan 4-6. Mount Marty 4-7. Midland 2-8. Dort 1-10. And Nebraska Wesleyan 0-10 in conference play. Let's turn then to the men's contest. The Northwestern Red Raider men are 11-6 overall, 4-5 of the G-Pack. They're coming off a win over Concordia on Saturday. The Red Raiders are 6-3 in their last nine games. They bounced back from a loss to Dakota Wesleyan last week with an overtime win over Concordia Saturday. The Raiders are averaging 89.9 points per game with 79.9 points per game defensively. The Raiders are out-rebounding teams 44.8 to 31.7. They convert 49.7% of their field goals. Opponents have made 43.2%. Raiders are making nearly 40% of their three-point attempts and have made 321 of 456 free throws, while opponents have taken fewer free throws and made a poor percentage, going 258 of 395 for 65.3% success. Northwestern has committed 269 turnovers while forcing 209. Colton Coyma leads the team with a 15.8 points per game scoring average. He's making 45% of his three-point field goals. Jordan Baker is scoring 13.6 points per game. Takes down 9.2 rebounds per contest. Nathan Waddell adds 12.3 points per game with 5.1 rebounds. He leads the team with 56 assists. Taylor Francis and Isaiah Taylor score 9.6 and 9.4 points per game respectively. Bryce Moss is averaging 8.1 points per contest. Levi Edelman is adding 8 points per game. T.J. Byard, fresh off a 19-point outburst against Concordia, scores 6.5 points per game. 10 Northwestern players average at least 15 minutes played per game. The Dort College men are 13-6 overall, 5-5 of the conference. They're 5-2 in their last seven games and averaging 88.5 points per game and allow 78.5 points per contest. The defenders also out-rebound teams 39.6 to 29.8. Dort College is making 50.1% of their field goal attempts. Teams make 46.5% against Ross Dalma's sixth Dort College team. Dort College has committed 274 turnovers to 260 for rivals. Nathan Rendles is scoring 15.6 points per game and leads the team in rebounds with 5.3, and he's making 50% of his field goal attempts. Tyler Waltersdorf adds 13.5 points per game. He grabs 4.5 rebounds. Brian Sumner converts 12.1 points per game, takes in 3.1 rebounds. He has made 51 of 115 three-point shots for 44.3% success. Leighton Sampson has an 11.5 points per game average and is converting 56.5% of his shots. Alex Terpstra's scoring average is 9.5 points per game, and he is making 42.7% of his three-point attempts. The defenders make 38.8% of the three-point shots that they've taken as a team. David Denherter's scoring average is 8.1. He makes 69.9% of his field goals. Both teams were involved in a pair of wild games on Saturday. Both teams went to overtime. The Raider men got a late three-point shot by Colton Coyma to win it in Seward. Northwestern led 50-48 at halftime. The score was tied 96-all at the end of regulation. The Raiders converted 3 of 4 three-point shots in the overtime, while Concordia was 2 of 6 from the field in the extra session. And Northwestern ends up with a win in overtime by a final score Saturday. As I scan through, 108-106. The defender men lost a 120-113 overtime decision. That one stung because the defenders felt like they had that one won and taken care of. The score was 98-98 at the end of a regulation after Dort College surrendered a late six-point lead. Didn't make quite enough free throws down the stretch. Nebraska Wesleyan knocked down some shots. And that outcome overshadowed two outstanding performances by the defenders individually, with Nathan Rendles scoring a career-high 43 points. That was the highest outburst I have seen by a defender in my 14 years now of broadcasting. He was 12 of 20 shooting and 18 of 21 on free throws. Leighton Sampson came off of the bench to score 33. The freshman was 13 of 19 from the floor and 7 of 11 from the free throw line. He also had 7 rebounds. Alex Terpstra and Brian Sumner each had 12 and 10 respectively, and Andrew O'Donnell added 6. Not often you score 98 points in regulation and end up on the losing side of the score. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups for tonight's men's college basketball game right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders victorious on the losing end of a women's contest earlier today. Dort College will go for the split now. Here are your starting lineups for tonight's contest. First of all, for the home team, the Northwestern Red Raiders. They will start number 5, Colton Coyme, a 6'3 freshman from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, averaging 15.8 points per game. Taylor Francis is a 6'2 junior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 9.6 points per outing. Nathan Wadles, a 6'4 freshman from Yale, South Dakota, averaging 12.3 points per game. Jordan Baker is a 6'6 sophomore from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, averaging 13.6 points per contest. And Levi Edelman is a 6'4 senior from Logan, Iowa, averaging 8 points per contest. Again for Northwestern and Coach Chris Corver in his 15th year at Northwestern, it is Coyma, Francis, Wadle, Baker, and Edelman. For the Dort College Defenders, it'll be Brian Sumner, a 6'2 sophomore from Ankeny, Iowa, averaging 12.1 points per game. Alex Terpstra is a 6'4 sophomore from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, averaging 9.5 points per game. Nathan Rindles is a 6'1 junior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 15.6 points per game. Trevor Waltersdorf is a 6'5 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 13.5 points per contest. And David Denherger is a 6'9 senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 8.1 points per game. Dort College is coached by Ross Dahlman in his 6th year at Dort College. He's assisted by Derek Kaiser, Kyle Heemstra, and Benvin White. Northwestern, as I mentioned, coached by Chris Corver. He's assisted by Rick Clark, and he is the lone assistant on the bench for Northwestern. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the opening tap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Opening tap on the way as the Dort College Defenders. Jumping center for the Defenders will be Denherger. Baker controls the opening tap. Colton Coyma will bring it into the forecourt. Colton Coyma with the basketball, guarded there by Terpstra, picks up his dribble, passes over to Edelman. Edelman with the basketball, passes left side Wadle. Wadle dumps down low. Baker. Baker double team, loses the handle, picks it back up. Now Wadle. Wadle into the lane. His short jumper from 10 is good. Nathan Waddell with the two-point basket, and the Dort College Defenders trail 2-0. 2-0 our score. Dort College basketball, Terpstra. Terpstra on the right wing goes over to Rindles. Rindles gives it left side to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner picks up his dribble. Passes into the lane, Rindles. Rindles kick out. Waltersdorf, 3 on the way, left it short, no good. Rebound tracked down deep in the corner by Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball. Terpstra passes out front, Rindles. Rindles shakes left, goes right. Scoops it up with the right hand, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Baker. Baker outlet pass over to Coyma. Coyma with the basketball. Colton with it on the right side, the left side. He passes over to Francis. Francis, guarded there by Rindles, high off of the glass, good. Taylor Francis with a two-point basket, and Northwestern trails, leads, I should say, 4-0. 4-0 our score. Waltersdorf drives into lane against Edelman. Off-balance shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Baker. Baker with the basketball to Wadle. Wadle with the ball into the front court. Wadle with it, Northwestern in front, 4-0, a minute 30 into this contest. Northwestern basketball, Francis. Francis gives it out front, Edelman. Edelman to Wadle. Wadle on the left wing. Wadle puts it on the floor against Sumner, nothing there. Dumps it down low, Edelman, guarded there by Waltersdorf. Edelman high off of the glass, too strong, no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Francis. Taylor Francis with 4 points. Northwestern leads 6-0. Dort College out of the chute slowly. Left side passes Terpstra. Terpstra out front. Alex with the basketball. Alex picks it up over to Sumner. Sumner to Rendles. Rendles will set his open three. Good. Nathan Rendles with the three. They sag off him. And the North College defenders. Pass goes left side, Koima. Rendles knocks down the three after Northwestern just gave him the wide open look. Edelman double dribbles the basketball. The burly power forward for Northwestern, who doubles as a tight end and punter for the Northwestern football team, gets called for the double dribble. And Northwestern is back on defense. North College trailing. This is Rendles. Rendles, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf three, left it short again. No good. Rebound controlled by Northwestern. Northwestern with the outlet pass. It's tipped. Den Herter is out. Sampson is in. With it on the right side is Edelman. They dump it down low for Baker. Baker gets a step. Gets around Leighton Sampson, and Sampson is called for the first personal foul of the night. 17:09 remaining in the first half. Jordan Baker will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. Jordan Baker converts the old-fashioned three-point play. Northwestern leads at 9-3. Terpstra passes right side Sumner. Sumner with the basketball goes back over to Rendles. Rendles guarded there by Wadle. Wadle comes back to Terpstra. Terpstra out front, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf guarded there by Francis. Northwestern in switching man or a zone defense. Walthersdorf into the lane, double-teamed. His off-balance shot no good. Rebound taken down by Rendles. Rendles shot no good. Gets his own rebound back. Put back is good by Nathan Rendles. Rendles with five. Dort College trails 9-5. Northwestern quickly back the other way. Wadle shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Walthersdorf. Comes ahead to Rendles. Rendles stops, pops, three, off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Terpstra. It'll be Dort College basketball. Pardon me, it'll be Northwestern basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Edelman picks up his dribble. He's guarded by Feenstra. Wadle passes right side to Francis. Francis dumps it down low for Baker. Baker left-handed hook. Good. Baker went to work that time. He gets his fourth and fifth points of the game. And the Northwestern Red Raiders lead 11-5. With it out front, Sumner. Sumner to Feenstra. Feenstra, right corner, Rendles. Rendles with the basketball back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, fakes the handoff, gets around his man, dumps it off for Sampson. Layup good. Leighton Sampson with a two-point bucket off the assist from Andrew O'Donnell. And here comes Northwestern with the basketball. Edelman with it. Edelman guarded by Feenstra. Edelman still has his dribble alive. Spin move. Puts it up. And it's good. Levi Edelman gives Northwestern a six-point advantage, 13-7. Rendles with the basketball, and he is stripped on the way up. Foul called against Northwestern. It will be Dort College shooting free throws with Nathan Rendles going to the free throw line for a two-shot situation. Rendles, an 86% free throw shooter, and he's shooting right around that for his career. Rendles' free throw is up and good. Nathan Rendles with 6 points. Dort College trails by 5, 13-8. Well, the crowds, the stands filling in. Still some room in the reserved seating over in the Northwestern section, but otherwise a few seats scattered here and there that are available. Rendles, second free throw is up and through, so Rendles now 114 for 132 this season. He's got 7 first-half points, and the defenders trail at 13-9. 15-15 left to play in the half. T.J. Byard with the basketball goes to Isaiah Taylor. Isaiah Taylor with it on the right wing, gets by O'Donnell, might have traveled with it, off-balance shot, good. Isaiah Taylor with a two-point basket, and the defenders have yet to stop Northwestern on the offensive end. Nabla passes over to Sumner. Sumner basketball, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Rendles. Rendles with it on the wing. Rendles gives it up Feenstra. Feenstra with it on the wing. Feenstra backing his way in against Baker, and he is fouled on the play. Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul's going to go on Bryce Moss. Moss whistled for the personal with 14:45 showing on the first half clock. Brook College has to get some defense put together. Feenstra shooting two. Feenstra's first free throw is off the heel, no good. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Feenstra makes one of two, and the defenders trail 15-10. Travel violation called on Moss on the other end. Nabla will now throw it in for the defenders. On the floor for the defenders, you have Feenstra, O'Donnell, Terpstra, Rendles, and Nabla. For Northwestern, we'll reset their lineup in just a moment. Nabla out front with the basketball. Pat passes left side to Terpstra. Terpstra, Feenstra, Feenstra to the cutter, Rendles. Rendles' 10-footer missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Rendles after Nabla kept it alive. O'Donnell thought about the three, thinks better of it. Passes in to Feenstra. Feenstra, turnaround off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Baker. Baker outlet pass over to Taylor. Taylor's pass is taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball left side. Nothing there. He spins down to the baseline. Feeds the trailer. Terpstra. Now Nabla. Nabla underneath. Feenstra. Feenstra basket. Good. Count the hoop. The extra pass that time by Nabla sets up the three-point play opportunity for Dort College. And Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra was 1-for-2 on his trip to the free throw line last time. Goes to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play and trim the lead down to two. Feenstra, a freshman from Hull, Iowa. Too strong on that try. Rebound, though, tipped and controlled by Nabla. Nabla to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Passes left side, Rendles. Rendles feeds it down low for Feenstra. Feenstra, hook shot in the lane, off of the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound controlled by Baker. Baker to Byard. Byard with the basketball. He's coming off a 19-point outburst against Concordia. He lets fly with a three. He misses, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra gets it over to Rendles. Dort College regrouping after Northwestern jumped in front early. Rendles down to the baseline. Rendles backing his way in. Gives to Nabla. Kick out O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three ball, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Northwestern by Byard on the weak side. He passes over to Taylor. Isaiah Taylor with the basketball. Taylor averaging 9.4 points per game off of the bench. O'Donnell guarding him. Taylor's going to spot up the three from the top of the key. It's good. Isaiah Taylor with 5 points, and Northwestern opens a six-point advantage, 18-12. 12:59 left to play in a fast-moving first 8 minutes of play. They pass over to Rendles. Rendles on the wing. Comes out front. Terp. Terp catches, fires three. Bang. Alex Terpstra with a three-pointer from the top of the key. Defenders trail 18-15. Taylor to Moss. Moss back to Taylor. Taylor with the basketball. Taylor into the corner. Byard. Byard another look at a three. Too strong. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Northwestern. And Moss steps on the baseline on the opposite end. And it'll be Dort College basketball down by three. 18-15 our score. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Haveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell picks up his dribble. Passes right side over to Nabla. Nabla with the basketball. Nabla back out front. Terpstra. Terpstra three ball. Got it! Tie ball game as Alex Terpstra knocks down his second deep three of the contest. And we are tied 18-18, 12 minutes left to go in the first half. They look down low for Van Colsbeek. Van Colsbeek unable to seal his man. They come instead to Edelman. Edelman puts up the shot, and he's fouled before the shot. That's going to go on Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf picks up team foul number two. That's his first. And Northwestern will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. This was a 9-3 Northwestern lead early. They led by six on a few different occasions. Taylor with the basketball. He passes back over to Edelman, guarded there by Den Herder. And a hold called on Pat Nabla. Nabla whistled for the personal, his first with 11:47 remaining. 18-18 our score. Things a little testy right now. Edelman to throw it in over the top, finds Colton Koyma. Koyma at midcourt. They come right side to Moss. I beg your pardon, that was Byard. Byard to Edelman. Edelman working against Den Herder over the top of Den Herder, and Edelman gets the shot to go. Leaned in, got a little space to work with, and then knocks down the short shot. Dort College trails 2018. Dort College has not led. Terpstra, another three-banger. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Northwestern on the way. Taylor. Taylor flies in, right-handed layup, good. Isaiah Taylor with 7 points. Northwestern leads at 22-18. Comes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf drives right hand, layup, good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Levi Edelman has just picked up the personal foul with 11:07 remaining. Tyler Waltersdorf will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. And the Dort College defenders with a chance to cut it down to a one-point contest after back-to-back twos by Northwestern. Waltersdorf trying to answer with a three-point play. He's a 69% free-throw shooter. He shot the most free throws on the Dort College team coming into the contest. He's had 137 attempted thus far. He's made 95. That comes out to just a shade under 70%. The senior from Sioux Center trying for the three-point play after the substitution. Edelman checks out. That was his second. Free throw by Waltersdorf is short, no good. Rebound tipped, and Den Herder comes up with it, saves it over to Rendles. Endor College extends the possession. Right side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf in the lane. It's cleared by Den Herder. Den Herder back over to Rendles. Rendles with the ball to Terpstra. Terpstra, back-to-back threes earlier. And now faking his man up in the air. That was Van Kalsbeek, got caught up in the air. Waltersdorf got fouled. And the Dort College defenders trail 22-20. Inbound pass to Rendles. Rendles with it on the left side. Rendles down to the baseline. Kick out Sumner. Sumner, three ball, no good. Rebound controlled by Koyma. Koyma with it, left side, Taylor. Taylor, another three. This time he misses everything. Ball is saved in by Van Kalsbeek, but they say that the ball bounced on the end line. And the Dort College defenders get the basketball back, trailing 22-20. Dort College has not led in this one. Free throw shooting has not been their forte. Right now they are 3-for-6 for the game. Terpstra with the basketball out front. Looks like Northwestern's in his zone. Terpstra into the lane. Goes over to Rendles. 20 seconds to shoot. Back over to Terp. Three ball. In and out. No good. Halfway down. Pops back out. Here comes Northwestern. Coming back the other way is Wadle. Wadle driving in. And a hold called on Sampson. And Leighton Sampson has just picked up his second personal foul with 10:02 remaining. I don't agree with that one. I've got a pretty good look at it from my vantage point. And if you weren't going to call the foul on the guards out front reaching in, it wasn't Leighton Sampson committing a foul on the play at the end either. You either had an early foul or you had nothing. As it is foul number two on Sampson. They get it into Moss. Moss layup good. Bryce Moss with a two-point basket. It's 24-20 Northwestern, leading by four. With the basketball, Rendles. Rendles, short jumper, good. Nathan answering with a two-point bucket. He's got four. Defenders trail, 24-22, Northwestern basketball. Koyma to Wadle. Wadle with the basketball. They loft it down low. Baker guarded there by Feenster. He wants to turn with his right over the shoulder. Ball's down on the floor. Sumner comes up with it. He gives it off to Rendles. Here comes Dort College. Rindles, right side, Beesum, three, bang, bang, bang. Brian Sumner with the three-pointer, and the Dort College defenders open up a 20-24 lead. Northwestern, I believe Northwestern calls the timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. Back with more after this.
Ask one of
you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 25-24, Dort College in front. Northwestern blanks first. They call a timeout. 9:22 left to play, first half. Well, both teams settling in now. It always takes a couple of minutes. Wadle shot no good. Fight for the rebound, and on the putback attempt, Nabla commits a foul. Nabla whistled for the personal, and for Patrick, that is foul number two. So Nabla with 9:11 left to go in this first half commits a second personal foul. Free throw by Moss is no good. He's got another one on the way. 9:11 remaining. First half of play, Moss trying to tie it. And Moss does so with a second made free throw. So he makes one of two, and we have our second tie of the basketball game. It's 25 all, 9:07 and counting. Comes out front, Sumner. Sumner to J.D. Bohr. J.D. with it. J.D. gives it off. Right side. This is O'Donnell. Andrew with the basketball out front to Bohr. Bohr, left side. Rindles. Rindles with it on the wing. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles down to the baseline. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. And a foul called on the rebound against the defenders. And I believe that's going to be on Rindles. Rindles whistled for the personal, his first, with 8:46 remaining in the first half. With the basketball, bringing it up will be Colton Coima. Coima with it on the right base, on the right side. He picks it up over to Francis. They lob it down low. Bohr got a hand on it. Now Sumner comes away with a loose basketball. Sumner ahead to J.D. Bohr with the basketball into the front court. Bohr hands it off to Rindles. Rindles looking down low for Feenster. Instead comes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell underneath. Bohr. Bohr head fake. It's blocked from behind. Was there a foul call? No. They're going to say it was out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. 25-25 our score with 8:19 left to go in the first half. Nathan Rindles to throw the ball in for Dort College on the left baseline. He gets it in. Dort College reverses it. Right side, Bohr. Bohr back to Rindles. Rindles gets a step on Francis. Now has to reverse it out front. O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Sumner. Sumner down low to Den Herter. They bring the double team. O'Donnell with it on the left wing. Eight to shoot. Down to the baseline. Comes over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Back to Rindles. Rindles, 2 seconds left. Rindles will put the shot up. No good. Loose basketball. O'Donnell picks it up. His shot no good. Rebound, Bohr. Bohr puts it up and has it blocked. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Coima driving in. His shot no good. Rebound Francis. Francis comes away with a loose basketball. That's Taylor Francis. Three ball on the way. Got it. Taylor Francis with 7 points. And Northwestern regains a three-point lead at 28-25. With the basketball is Rindles. Rindles left side, Bohr. Bohr left side, Sumner. Sumner with the ball. Brian Sumner with it out front. Sumner picks up his dribble, looking for someone to pass to. Gets it away to Bohr. Bohr with it on the wing. Bohr back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Rindles. Rindles will put up the three. Missed it too strong. No good. Rebound tap out by Bohr. Dort College maintains it. Sumner right side, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles in the lane. Loses the handle on it. Picked up by Northwestern. A chance to extend the three-point lead. Wadle dumps it off for Moss. And a foul on the play called on O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell whistled for the personal. 6:58 remaining. So Bryce Moss to the free throw line to shoot two. First one for the Boyden Hall product is up and through. He's got 4 points. So another free throw on the way for Moss. 6:58 left to play. First half of action. Second free throw by Moss is good. So Bryce Moss averaging 8.1 points per game. He's got five so far tonight. And the defenders trail at 30-25. Den Herter checks out of the basketball game. Taylor Feenstra is in along with O'Donnell, Terpstra, Waltersdorf, and Rindles. Rindles with it out front. Rindles on the right-hand dribble, the junior. Feeds O'Donnell, Feenstra. Feenstra right elbow. Now Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Drives in with the right hand, off balance shot, good. Andrew O'Donnell with his first two. Dort College trails 30-27. Northwestern basketball, Moss. Moss to Koyma. Koyma thought about the three. He drives into the lane. Blocked from behind by O'Donnell. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles around Francis. Puts it up with the left hand, good. Nathan Rindles with 11 points. Dort College trails 30-29. Northwestern basketball, Taylor Francis. Francis with the basketball over to Byard. Byard with it on the wing. Byard back over to Koyma. Koyma with it on the right side. Koyma gets a seam. Drives in, right-handed layup. Good. Colton Koyma, leading scorer for Northwestern. His first points of the basketball game. 32-29, Northwestern down, up three, I should say. Dort College basketball, Terpstra. Terpstra over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf on the right side. Waltersdorf out front. Terpstra, three ball, missed it. No good. Rebound controlled by Moss. Moss outlets to Wadle. Wadle into the front court. Wadle looking for someone to pass to. He comes over to Moss. Moss for the ball. Gives it up Byard. Byard, Francis. Francis, Wadle. Wadle, left wing. Wadle loses his footing. Picked up by the defenders. Terpstra on the breakaway after O'Donnell comes away with a steal. And Moss blocks the shot. Coming back the other way, Northwestern. This is Koyma. Koyma, 15-footer. Good. Colton Koyma with a two-point bucket, and Dort College trails 34-29. Moss timed it out, blocked the shot of Terpstra. Left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell on the wing. That started the fast break opportunity for Northwestern back the other way. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles, off-balance shot, no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra, and Feenstra is fouled on the play. And Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple. So Taylor Feenstra to shoot two. Somehow Colton Koyma ended up on the floor in the process. And Taylor Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. That foul was called on Nathan Wadle with 4:53 remaining. So Feenstra to shoot a pair. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paint and glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. O'Donnell and Waltersdorf check out of the ballgame. Nabla is in along with Sumner. Northwestern with a 5-point lead at 34-29. So another free throw opportunity coming for Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra's free throw is up and good. So Feenstra makes one of two. For the ball game, Feenstra is now 2-for-5. And the Dort College defenders trail by four and need a defensive stop. Pass goes left side to Byard. Byard gives it up. Baker. Baker lost it. Ball ends up out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It will be Dort College basketball. And the Dort College defenders. Pass goes left side to Nabla. Nabla gives it up to Rindles. Rindles, Terpstra. Terpstra straight on, decides against the shot, passes instead over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball to Nabla. Nabla's post-entry pass taken away, now taken back by Rindles after Byard had the steal. Koyma tries to go up and block the shot of Rindles, and Koyma commits the personal with 4:15 remaining in the half. The bucket goes, so Rindles will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Rindles already with a team-high 13 points. He'll try to make it a one-point ball game at 34-33. 4:15 left to go in the half. That is foul number one on Colton Coyma, the freshman. Rindles, free throw. On the way is up and through. So Rindles makes the free throw. The three-point play opportunity is good. And the Dort College defenders trail 34-33. So Dort College now with four unanswered. And a foul called away from the ball. That's going to go on Terpstra. Alex Terpstra called for a hold on the other end. And it would appear to me that the officials sensing this one, the control slipping away. So they call a foul and would expect things to tighten up a little bit here. Terpstra whistled for his first personal. Colton Coyma, who's an 88% free throw shooter, will shoot a 1-1. Freshman from Sioux Falls on the way. This one's up and through. He's got five. Another one coming for Coyma. 35-33. Second free throw for Colton Coyma. Right-hander. This one's up. And in and out, no good. And a foul called against T.J. Byard, I believe. And right now, if you're on the floor, you better watch yourself because anything's going to draw a foul right now. The officials, Chris Gearis, Joe Wells, and Ron Jackson, in my opinion, just simply trying to reestablish control after it got a little wild and woolly for about three minutes. Sumner's 1-1, no good. So Brian Sumner unable to convert on the front end of the 1-1. Here's Coyma into the corners to Byard. Byard's three is good. T.J. Byard has something to say to the Dort College bench on the way back. 38-33, Dort College down five. Nathan Rindles answering with a two. Dort College down 38-35. Isaiah Taylor with the basketball. Taylor will set the offense. Taylor with the basketball. He passes left side over to Francis. Riley Francis in the ballgame. This is the first time we've seen Riley Francis tonight. Back over to Byard. Byard working against Nabla. His shot is no good, but a foul on the play called on Nabla. Oh, they're going to call that on Rindles instead. T.J. Byard with two free throws coming. He's a 71% free throw shooter. He's a junior from Sioux Center. First free throw is up and good for Byard. 39-35. Might be good to just get to halftime and everybody take a deep breath in this one. 4 points for Byard. Another free throw on the way for Byard. This one's in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. Defenders trail, 39-35. Coming back the other way, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, kick out, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball, back to Terpstra. Terpstra out front. Terpstra right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf guarded there by Riley Francis. And the ball is kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball near the Northwestern coaching staff. To the left of the scorer's table as I face it. Andrew O'Donnell to throw it in. O'Donnell with the basketball. Comes to Brian Sumner. Sumner with the ball. 2:55 remaining. Comes to Feenstra. Feenstra backing his way in against Francis. His shot is good. Taylor Feenstra with a two-point bucket. He's got six and the defenders trail by two. 39-37. Coyma into the front court. Guarded there by Terpstra. Comes over to Francis. Francis with it on the wing. Francis to Byard. Byard underneath Coyma. Coyma double-teamed. Kicks it back over to Riley Francis. Riley Francis to Baker. Baker shot. No good. Rebound tipped. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. T.J. Byard might have gotten away with one there. He had a lot of Waltersdorf's arm. And with 2:24 remaining, and Coach Ross Dalma letting the official down on the baseline know it. And pretty obvious, might have been a foul there, but no foul coming. Tyler Waltersdorf for the basketball on the wing. He comes back over to Feenstra. Feenstra, O'Donnell. O'Donnell sets, fires three, got it! 40-39, Dort College by a point. Andrew O'Donnell with a three, he's got five. Isaiah Taylor with the basketball. 2 minutes to go in the half. They pass it left side Francis. That's Taylor Francis. Shot no good, but there for the tap-in is Wadle. Wadle with 4 points, and the defenders trail 41-40. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell passes to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Terpstra. Terpstra on the wing. Terpstra picks up his dribble, comes back over to Sumner. Sumner, spin move into lane. Nothing there. Back over to Terpstra. Three, splash. Three threes for Terpstra. Dort College leads 43-41. 43-41, Northwestern. Down two for the basketball, Wadle. Wadle will drive in, kick out, Taylor. Taylor, three, missed, no good. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds, last touch by Northwestern. It will be Dort College basketball. So Riley Francis getting some minutes tonight. He has not played consistently in the last few games. Dort College with the lead and the basketball. 1 minute remaining, first half. Waltersdorf guarded there by Van Kalsbeek. Comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell to Terpstra. Terpstra back over to Sumner. Sumner right side, Waltersdorf. Ball fake, nothing there. Comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Terpstra looking for Feenstra down low. Dumps it down low for Feenstra. They don't bring the double team. He gets it back outside. Terpstra. Terpstra, three, no good. Rebound, Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball, and he is fouled on the play by Van Kalsbeek. Justin Van Kalsbeek whistled for the personal with 39.9 seconds remaining in the half. Taylor Feenstra will shoot a 1-1. 6 points for Feenstra. That's right at his season average. Pressed into a little more action tonight as Leighton Sampson is on the bench with two personal fouls. That's foul number two on Van Kalsbeek. Feenstra with an opportunity to extend the Dort College lead, and Taylor misses it. Taylor Feenstra misses the free throw. He has not shot him well tonight. He's 2-for-6 now. Northwestern basketball, Wadle. Wadle to Taylor. Taylor to Francis. That's Taylor Francis. And a timeout on the floor charged to Northwestern. They use their second timeout. They've got a 30-second timeout. Back with more.
I really like the
43-41 our score. Dort College leading with 29.1 seconds left to go in the half. Inbounding the basketball will be Taylor Francis. Francis gets it in to Isaiah Taylor. Taylor back to Francis. Francis left side, Wadle. Wadle outside to Koima. Shot clock and game clock, about 2 second difference. Missed shot by Taylor. Rebound Den Herder. Den Herder gets it away. O'Donnell, 12 seconds left in the half. Dort College will hold for the final shot of the half. O'Donnell with the basketball out front. Back over to Terpstra. Off the dribble. His three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped, and that's the end of the half. Wave off the basket. It's a 43-41 Dort College lead at the intermission. Let's take a timeout and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Our score, Dort College 43, Northwestern 41 at halftime. Northwestern got out to an early lead. They got up 9-3, and they were still up 6 at 18-12. Dort College on back-to-back threes by Alex Terpstra, tied it at 18. Northwestern reestablished a 4-point lead at 22-18. And again at 24-20, but Dort College scores the final 5 points, the half. I beg your pardon. They scored 5 points in a row to take the lead at 25-24. We were tied then at 25 with 9:07 left to go in the half. Northwestern got in front 30-25, and again 34-29. And it was getting a little out of control. Lots of physical contact underneath the basket on both ends. And then the officials tightened it up. And we get to the halftime with Dort College leading 43-41. Dort College is led by Nathan Rindles, 16 first-half points. Alex Terpstra has added 9 unofficially for Northwestern. Taylor Francis has 7 to lead them. And we'll be back with a look at all the numbers from the first half of play right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders leading Northwestern at halftime, 43-41. Dort College 16-41 from the floor for 39%, 6 of 18 on threes, 33.3%, 5 of 11 on free throws, 45.5%. For Northwestern, 16 of 28 from the floor, 57.1%, 3 for 7 from the three-point line, 42.9%, 6 for 9 on free throws, 66.7%. Northwestern right now with a 22-19 rebounding advantage. Dort College with one turnover, Northwestern with 9. Dort College has to do something about that shooting percentage for Northwestern. 57.1% from the floor right now. Dort College making up for that with forcing 9 turnovers, but you can't continue to live that way in the second half and expect a good outcome. Dort College is led by Nathan Rindle, 16 points. He is 6 of 14 from the floor, 3 for 3 on three-pointers. 9 points for Alex Terpstra, 6 for Taylor Feenstra, 5 for Andrew O'Donnell, 3 for Brian Sumner, 2 for Tyler Waltersdorf, and 2 for Leighton Sampson for Dort College's total of 43 first-half points. For Northwestern, Taylor Francis with 8 points in the first half. As he was credited with a made free throw as well, I did not have that one down on my sheet. 7 points for Isaiah Taylor off the bench. 5 points for Colton Koima and Jordan Baker. 4 each for Nathan Wadle, Levi Edelman, TJ Byard, and Bryce Moss. Dort College is led in rebounding by Taylor Feenstra with 3, Tyler Waltersdorf and Nathan Rindles also with 3. Northwestern topped by Nathan Wadle and Jordan Baker with 4 rebounds, and Bryce Moss has 3 caroms. Colton Koima has a pair of assists. Brian Sumner has 2 steals. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a rundown of what's coming up on KDCR for the next 7 days. Right,
Dort College
this
is a...
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College defenders and Northwestern Red Raiders at halftime of this men's college basketball game. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764, and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange, and City. Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, they are member FDIC. Dort College leads 43-41 at halftime. Coming up Saturday, Dort College back at home as they face the Doan College Tigers. Start time for the women, 2. Start time for the men, 4. You can hear the games on KDCR, 88.5 FM. 1 week from this evening, Dort College on the road for conference basketball at Yankton, South Dakota, as they take on the Mount Marty Lancers. 6 o'clock start time for the women and an 8 o'clock start time for the men. Earlier tonight, women's college basketball, Dort College loses to Northwestern 61-53. Mount Marty drops Dakota Wesleyan 78-72. Hastings over Midland in women's play 67-59. And Doan over Nebraska Wesleyan 71-65. Halftime scores in men's basketball, no real surprises. Dakota Wesleyan leads Mount Marty 44-37. Midland leads Hastings 46-28. Nebraska Wesleyan over Doan 41-36 in a game played in Lincoln, Nebraska. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with the second half of play right after this. Two. 43-41 Northwestern trailing Dort College, and the defenders have the basketball. Tyler Waltersdorf will throw it in as we resume play. And we are underway with the second half of basketball. Rendles passes left side over to Brian Sumner. Sumner gives to Walterstorff. Walterstorff jump stop in the lane from 10. Rolls it off. No good. Rebound taken away by Den Herter, and David Den Herter with a putback, and the defenders have a 45-41 advantage. York College with a on defense now. Edelman gives to Wadle. Wadle with it out front, guarded there by Sumner. Passes over to Koyma. Colton Koyma over the ball. Koyma gives to Edelman. Edelman trying to wheel his way into the lane. Short hook shot is up and good. Levi Edelman with 6 points. York College leads 45-43. Defender basketball. Terpstra with the ball. Back over to Rendles. Rendles deep right side. Fakes left. Goes right with it. Feeds it off for Walterstorff. Walterstorff in traffic. His shot no good. There for the rebound, though, is Den Herter, but Den Herter is fouled on the play. And David Den Herter will go to the free throw line to try for a couple more points with two free throws. Jordan Baker whistled for the personal. So early in the second half, he picks up his first personal foul. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Baker is out. Moss is in. Then Herter to the free throw line for another charity toss. He has made the first one. He's got a second one coming. And that one's too strong, no good. York College not helping their cause at the free throw line. They are now 6 of 13 from the free throw line today. Got to start stringing some makes together. They've also got to get some stops put together. Francis, pick and roll, gets it out to Wadle. Wadle puts it up over high hands, shot no good. Rebound tipped, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Francis. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College to inbound. Tyler Walterstorff tosses it in to Nathan Rendles. Rendles with the ball. Rendles has it across half court. Pass to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff out front. Rendles. Rendles on the short elbow. His shot from 10 rolls off. No good. Rebound taken down by Terpstra. Terpstra got caught underneath the hoop. Had to try and save it in. Here comes Northwestern. Colton Koyma with the basketball. His team down by 3. Koyma with it out front. Ball fake working against Terpstra. Comes back over to Francis. That's Taylor Francis. They give it underneath, and losing it out of bounds was Wadle. Dort College gets the ball back on the turnover. Walterstorff gets it in to Rendles. Rendles will walk it up. Rendles goes right side. Sumner. Sumner looking for Terpstra. Instead, Sumner has it at the top of the key. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Sumner. Sumner with it in the corner. Back over to Rendles. Rendles, top of the key. Dumps it underneath Den Herter. Den Herter on the elbow. Den Herter's going to go into the lane. Muscles his way up. No good, but he's fouled on the play, and Moss has just picked up the personal. Bryce Moss picks up a personal foul, his first of the second half. I believe he's got two for the ball game. I'll double-check against the official scorekeeper when they get it up on the scoreboard. David Den Herter to the free throw line to pair, where he's 1-for-2 tonight. This one's up short, no good. That'll give coaches gray hair. That was foul number two on Northwestern's Bryce Moss. Second free throw by David is up and through, so David makes 1-of-2. Not just that trip to the free throw line, but Dort College's free throw shooting in general tonight has not been sharp. Now 7-of-15 from the charity stripe. Dort College leading by 4. Northwestern with the basketball. Koyma. Koyma drives the lane, and we've got a blocking foul called on the defenders. David Den Herter trying to take the charge. And they're going to call Terpstra with a reach in before Den Herter. And the foul's right now not going up on the board. Foul came before the shot. I believe that's number 2 on Terpstra. They give it underneath Edelman. Edelman's shot rims out no good. Gets his own rebound back. Dort College trying to dig down, and we've got a foul called on the play against Tyler Walterstorff. Edelman will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws. For Tyler, that is his second personal foul. Yep, the fouls are definitely not going up for the individuals right now on the board. Edelman's first free throw is up and good. 7 points for Edelman. He can cut it down to a two-point ball game here. So another free throw on the way for Edelman, trying to cut the lead down to two. It's 47-44, pending a free throw by Edelman, who's making 65% of his free throws this season. And he makes that one. He's got 8 points, and the defender lead is 47-45. Into the front court with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles spins, gives Walterstorff. Walterstorff underneath, loses it, but he's fouled on the play. And Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot two, as he was fouled in the act of shooting. And I'm not sure who that one went on. This is going to be a challenge because I'm not at the scorer's table. And the team fouls are getting added correctly, but the individual fouls are not. First free throw by Walterstorff is no good. He's got another one coming. He's 0 for 2 from the charity stripe. I think that one went on Moss. That's going to be my guess, at least. Well, that is unfortunate that the fouls are not going up on the board right now, and I would imagine it's an equipment malfunction of some sort. Walterstorff makes one of two free throws, makes it a little more difficult to track it when you're up in the balcony now. When you're down at the scorer's table, maybe you catch some of that. With the basketball is T.J. Byard. Byard with it out front. Byard picks up his dribble, looking for someone to pass to. Passes right side over to Francis. That's Taylor Francis. Taylor gives to Justin Van Kalsbeek, and a blocking foul called on Leighton Sampson. Leighton Sampson whistled for his third personal. Going to be one of those nights for Leighton, the way it looks. And Northwestern will inbound the basketball. Looked like Leighton had pretty good position that time on the baseline, but Northwestern gets the ball. They pass it to Byard. Byard to Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek misses the short shot. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra head to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball across half court. Feenstra left side. Terpstra. Terpstra at the top of the key. Comes over to Rindles. Rindles to Sampson. Sampson to working against Baker, and he threw it away. He was trying to pass it back out to the perimeter. And the ball went out of bounds. It's Northwestern basketball. Van Kalsbeek gets it into Koyma. Colton Koyma up the right side over to Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek gives it to Francis. Francis hounded out there. Ball's down on the floor. It's loose. Picked up by Van Kalsbeek. Ripped away by Sampson. Leighton with the basketball. Gets it over to Patrick Nabla. Nabla kept it away from Colton Koyma. Goes left side over to Rindles. Rindles spin move in the lane. Puts it up. Blocked. There for the rebound, though, is Feenstra. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Taylor Feenstra working the glass. And that time the shot never actually went up on the glass, but it got blocked back out to him. And it's every man for himself right now in the lane. A lot of contact. Reminds me of the old days, about 3 or 4 years ago, back when they didn't call any fouls. Feenstra goes to the free throw line to complete the three-point play and does so. 51-45. You better expect to get hit in the lane tonight, because it's just contact, especially inside the paint. Koyma passes over to Byard. Byard to Francis. Francis to Baker. Baker working inside. His short shot no good. Rebound Taylor Feenstra. Taylor outlets over to Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Nathan with it out front working against Francis. Francis gives it on the Terpstra. Terpstra, Nabla. Nabla, Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles in traffic. Gets it away. Terpstra. Terpstra, Sampson. Sampson working on Van Kalsbeek. Sampson able to maintain possession of it. His shot off the glass no good, but a foul on the play, or was it a kick? Now they're going to call a foul on Taylor Feenstra. Yeah, and the subs aren't going up on the board either right now. Definitely something going on with the scoreboard over at on the scorer's table. They're trying to get things corrected, it would appear. 15:41 left to go in this ball game. Driving the other way, Byard with the lay-in, and T.J. Byard has 6 points. 51-47, Dort College by four. Right side pass, it goes to Nabla. Nabla, Terpstra. Terpstra squares up, three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound Nabla, no. It's taken back by Baker. Here comes Northwestern. Terpstra bothering the outlet pass. Byard with it. Now foul called in the front court against Terpstra. And Alex Terpstra has just picked up his third personal foul by my count. Well, if I'm an assistant coach for Dort College and for Northwestern, I'm checking at the bench on every foul to make sure you don't have somebody on the floor that's in foul trouble. Dort College with a six-point lead moments ago. Northwestern now down by four after the bucket by Byard. Byard driving in. His shot off of the window, no good. Rebound Baker. Baker puts it up off of the glass, no good. Rebound Feenstra. Here comes Dort College. Rindles. Rindles with a head full of steam. Flies into the lane. His left-handed layup is good. Nathan Rindles with 18. Dort College leads 53-47. 14:57 left to go in the ballgame. Dort College by six. Timeout, Dort College. Back with more after this. 53-47, Dort College by six. Justin Van Kalsbeek inbounds to Colton Koyma. Koyma with the basketball. Koyma gets it across the timeline. He passes right side to Taylor. Taylor with the ball. Gets a ball screen from Baker. Taylor's going to drive in. Blocked by Sampson. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming back the other way is Rindles. Rindles drives in. Sumner. Three ball. No. Rebound taken away by Koyma. Now a reach in by Rindles. Rindles ties him up. And it will be Northwestern basketball. So Rindles tied up Koyma that time after Koyma had secured the rebound. Dort College on defense as Northwestern brings it up. Colton Koyma across the timeline. Koyma gives it off to Taylor. Taylor with the ball out front. Isaiah Taylor with it at the top of the key. Left side it goes to Koyma. Koyma on the left side guarded by O'Donnell. He passes out front to Byard. Byard with a basketball. Byard step back, no. Decides against it. Gives to Koyma. Koyma to Van Kalsbeek working against Sampson. Shot is up. Van Kalsbeek gets the two-point basket to go, and he's fouled on the play, and that's foul number four on Sampson. 14:07 remaining in this contest, and Dort College is going to have to go without one of their double-figure scorers for a while. Layton has been limited by foul trouble. Dort College checking two fresh post players in. That's Den Herter and Waltersdorf. Feenstra and Sampson will check out. And a chance for Van Kalsbeek at a three-point play. He's a 68% free throw shooter. Missed it. Rebound tipped out by Byard. It'll be Dort College basketball. Den Herter had it momentarily. Byard swatted it out of bounds. And the defenders lead 53-49 with the basketball. A long ways to go in this one. 14:05 remaining. Well, I might have one other option on tracking fouls. I'm going to check that out right now. Rindles with the basketball on the wing. Pardon me as I talk to myself. O'Donnell passes over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf driving in, working against Koyma. Gets it to Den Herter. Den Herter on the offensive putback. He's got six in the second half. Dort College leads 55-49. Koyma with the basketball. He passes to Wadle. Wadle to Taylor. Isaiah Taylor working against Rindles. Back over to Koyma. Koyma with the basketball. Koyma back to Wadle. Wadle gives it up to Taylor. Taylor at the free throw line, cut off. Back to Wadle on the wing, guarded by Sumner. They look down low for Van Kalsbeek. Shot in the lane, blocked by Den Herter. Rebound Baker. Baker's shot partially blocked. Rebound controlled by Northwestern. Driving in Baker. Baker's shot no good, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by who? It is not for the faint of heart or the delicate under the hoop tonight. Wow. Taylor gets it away to Koyma. Koyma with the basketball. Koyma to Wadle. Wadle, spin move, back over to Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek to Wadle. Wadle, Taylor. Taylor thought about the three, dumps it down low for Baker. Baker against Den Herter. Hook shot off of the glass, good. Baker flips it off of the backboard. 7 points for him, and the Dort College lead is 4, 55-51. Waltersdorf with the basketball. Waltersdorf to Sumner. Sumner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Rindles. 12:40 left to go. Rindles is going to put up the three. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Taylor. Taylor, Wadle. Wadle puts it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. And with 12:33 left to go in the contest, Dort College holding a four-point lead, but Northwestern refusing to fade. 47-43 our score. Nathan Wadle to the free throw line. First free throw by Wadle is no good. He's got another one on the way. 4 points for Wadle. Wadle is a 74% free throw shooter, and he makes the second one, so it's a three-point ball game again at 55-52. 12:32 left to play. Into the front court with the basketball. Walthersdorf goes over to Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball. Terpstra loses it. Flips it back over to Rindles. Rindles with it now. 20 to shoot. Comes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, 10-footer, rattles it in. Andrew O'Donnell with 7 points. Dort College leads 57-52. 57-52 our score. Francis with the basketball. Edelman. Edelman might have traveled with it. Taylor gets it right side. Francis. Francis to Baker. Baker misses the shot. Rebound taken away by Den Herter. He gets it away to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with the basketball. I would expect Den Herter to check out here in just a moment. He's playing a long stretch. Walthersdorf with a driving layup. He's got 5. Dort College leads 59-52. So Walt gives Dort College a 7-point lead, their biggest of the ballgame. 11:38 left to go in the contest. Northwestern basketball, Taylor. Taylor looking down low for Edelman, working on Walthersdorf. Edelman will lower his shoulder, puts it up, hits short, no good. Rebound taken away by David Den Herter. Den Herter doesn't want it. He hands it off to Walthersdorf. 11:18 left to go in the game. Walthersdorf shakes, gives to O'Donnell. O'Donnell back to Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, ball fake, spins, gets around. Edelman, shot no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Rindles. Rindles with 20. Dort College leads 61-52. So Rindles with a two-point basket on the putback, and with 10:58 left to go in the game, Dort College has grown the lead to 61-52. Timeout on the floor, charge to Northwestern. Back with more after this. Northwestern uses their third timeout. They've got three left. Dort College has used one. 10:58 left to go in the contest. I'm going to have to start keeping a little better notes as well in terms of my scorekeeping, just simply because I'm not sure how much of a play-by-play I'm going to have to work with from a recap when this one's all done. Nathan Wadle, spin move into the lane. He's got 6 points. And the defenders lead 61-54. He's got 7, beg your pardon. With it on the left side is Terpstra. Terpstra over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles on the wing. Dumps it down low. Feenstra. Feenstra working against. Are you kidding me? They're going to call Feenstra for a travel. Oh, my goodness. our score. There was a collision. Feenstra ended up trying to gather himself, and he gets called for a double dribble as he puts the ball back on the floor. Wadle to Francis. Francis off of the glass. Good. Taylor Francis with 10 points. Dort College leads 61-56. Back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell off of the glass, good. Andrew O'Donnell answers with a two-point bucket. He's got 9. Dort College leads 63-56. Northwestern basketball, Taylor. Taylor out front working on Rindles. Picks up his dribble, passes back to Wadle. Wadle's ball, pass out front, taken back by Francis. Francis to Taylor. Taylor with the ball. Dort College up 7, 63-56. They've led by as many as 9, 61-52. Taylor with the basketball. He gives it to Wadle. Wadle working against Terpstra. His shot in the lane, no good. Rebound corralled by Feenstra. Taylor's played a nice game. Tyler Walthersdorf for the basketball. Dort College trying to reestablish a 9-point lead. Ball's kicked by Northwestern. It will be Dort College basketball. Sumner and Knoblaugh are in. Rindles and Terpstra will catch a breather. 9:24 Inbounding the basketball will be O'Donnell. 26 on the shot clock, 9:24 on the game clock. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up to Feenstra. Feenstra back to Andrew. Andrew, Feenstra, Feenstra, ball fake, gets a lane to the hoop, puts it up, can't get it to go, but he's fouled. Foul called on Koima. Colton whistled for the personal foul, his second, with 9:16 remaining. Taylor Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Feenstra with 9 points this evening. And that one's off the side of the iron, no good. This will be the ninth free throw shot by Dort College this evening in the second half. Currently 4 for 8. And that one's up and straight through, so it's an 8-point ball game. Feenstra now with 10. Dort College leads 64-56. 9:11 left to play. Brian Sumner called for a foul as Northwestern comes across half court. He and Wadle got tangled up. Team foul number 6 on the defenders. I beg your pardon, team foul number 8 on the defenders. And Wadle will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Dort College leading 64-56. Wadle, a freshman, averaging 12 points per game, has 7 this evening. He'll try to narrow the gap. 9:09 left in regulation. First free throw is up and through. Second free throw for Wadle as he knocks down the front end of the 1-1. Second free throw by Wadle. Right-hander is up, and that one's good as well. That one went straight through. 64-58, Dort College leading. Rindles checks out. O'Donnell checks in. Rindles checks in. O'Donnell checks out. Still a lot of time left in this one. Rindles into the front court. Nathan with the basketball comes over to Tyler. Ball fake. Comes back over to Sumner. And now a charging foul called. Tyler Waltersdorf whistled for a charge. No, it's not dead air. Sometimes you have to choose your words wisely. Tyler Waltersdorf just got called for a charging foul at the top of the key on a play that very similar calls have not been made this evening. Colton Koima with the basketball. It's taken away from what has been an entertaining contest. T.J. Byard with a basketball out front. Byard passes it left side Francis. This is where you got to battle through. Francis with the basketball. Picks up his dribble, and now who's the foul on now? It's going to be on Nabla, I think. Patrick whistled for the personal. And that's number 3 for Patrick. 8:39 remaining. Second, first free throw on the way for Koima. Front end of the 1-1 is up and good. Colton Koima makes the front end. He's got 6 points. And Northwestern creeping back in this one, trailing by 5 right now, 64-59. Another free throw on the way for Colton Koima, the freshman. Right-hander is up, and that one's in and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Nabla. But he lets it bounce on the end line out of bounds. It will be Northwestern basketball. A delayed reaction on the call. I don't have an opinion on whether it was right or not, but the timing of it was suspect. Inbounding the basketball is Francis. They get it into the corner, Koima. Dort College with a 5-point lead. Northwestern with a basketball in the lane. Short jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Brian Sumner. Sumner to Rindles. Bodies on the floor. Rindles in traffic off of the glass. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Feenstra and Nabla check out of the ballgame. Waltersdorf and Terpstra are back in. And Tyler checks in with 4 personal fouls. So we'll see how long he's able to go. So Walthersdorf checks in with 8:20 remaining. Byard with a basketball. Byard on the right side. They pass it over to Koyma. Koyma dumps it down low. Baker. Baker working on Den Herder. Shovels it outside Francis. Francis guarded there by Rindles. They dump it down low again. Baker. Baker hook shot in the lane. Good. Jordan Baker sets up for the righty hook. Dort College leads 64-61. Northwestern on a 5-0 run, cutting a 9-point lead. Beg your pardon, an 8-point lead. Down to three. 64-61, Terpstra, Rindles. Rindles with it on the right wing. Rindles comes back over to Tyler Walthersdorf, working against Francis. Outside Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball back to Rindles. Rindles weaves into the lane, dumps it off for Den Herder. Den Herder fouled on the play, and the foul is going to go on Baker. Jordan Baker whistled for the personal. Baker, they've got one up on the board for him. I thought he had one other one. David Den Herder will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Den Herder with 6 points, seven now. 65-61, pending another free throw for Den Herder. 7:31 left to play in this contest. Trying to make it a 5-point game, and he does so. I believe that is the first time Dort College has made two free throws on the same trip. Beg your pardon, Nathan Rindles was 2-for-2 earlier tonight. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference.
Dort College 66, Northwestern 61, 7:31 left to go in the contest. With the basketball right side, Wadle. Wadle to Taylor. Northwestern is in the double bonus from here on out. Steal by Terpstra. Gets it away Sumner. Sumner, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf back over to Terp. Terp, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Northwestern, Dort College got a steal. They get it underneath to Den Herder. Reverses Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf back over to Terpstra. They're trying to hammer it down low. Right side it goes Rindles. Rindles driving baseline. Might have traveled with it. Kick it over to Walthersdorf. Back over to Terpstra. Terpstra, three ball, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Walthersdorf. Dort College will reset the offense. Walthersdorf to Rindles. Rindles gets away from Taylor, dumps it back over to Walthersdorf, and Walthersdorf is fouled on the play. And the person furthest away from the play makes the call. I think it was the right one, but I'm not positive. Tyler, I don't have a lot of confidence right now. Tyler Walthersdorf to shoot a pair. I'm going to put a lid on it now. 6:43 remaining. Ball game. Walthersdorf shooting two. First free throw by Ty, up and straight through. Second free throw on the way for Tyler Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf checked in about a minute ago. That foul was called on Moss, I believe. Feenstra will check in. Dort College trying to rotate players in, trying to keep people relatively fresh. Feenstra checks in for Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf made them both. Dort College leads 68-61. Northwestern inbounds the basketball to Isaiah Taylor. 6:40 and counting. Taylor with the basketball. Isaiah passes right side Wadle. They hand it off to Wadle. Wadle out front. Wadle, they give it to Koyma. Guarded there by Terpstra. Koyma, back outside it goes Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek to Taylor. Taylor to Baker. Baker loses it as he tries to lean in against David Den Herder. David Den Herder has had to play a few more important minutes tonight. He's played longer stretches, trying to give Dort College a little more physical presence in the paint. Pass goes over to Terpstra. Terpstra to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. They try to post Rindles up. Instead, here's Feenstra. Feenstra reverses over the top to Den Herder. Den Herder shot no good. And that was one where they waited to see if the ball went in the basket. As it glanced out, they called a foul. Wadle gets called for the personal with 6:01 remaining, and David Den Herder will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Den Herder, 4-for-6 from the charity stripe. 68-61, Dort College by 7, now 8. Den Herder makes the first. He's got another one on the way. So 6:01 remaining in this ballgame. That's in regulation. Second free throw by David. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Wadle. Dort College by 8. 69-61. Taylor with the basketball for Northwestern. That's Isaiah Taylor. Taylor on the right side gets a ball screen. Drives the lane, puts it up. Collision and a blocking foul called on the defenders. Two bodies on the floor. And Herder on the floor. Also on the bottom of the pile was Terpstra. Who's it going to go on? Looks like that goes on Terpstra. That's his fourth. 5:45 left to go. Isaiah Taylor to the free throw line to shoot two. Both, well, Dort College not in the double bonus yet. That's team foul number 10 on Dort College. Northwestern has 8 on their side of the ledger. Taylor will shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First one is up and good for Isaiah Taylor. 8 for Taylor, his first of the second half. 69-62 with another free throw on the way. Second free throw on the way for Taylor. This one's up and good. So Taylor makes both. And it's turning into a free throw shooting contest. 69-63, Dort College by 6, 5:40 remaining. This one's starting to grind. Here's O'Donnell on the wing. O'Donnell, Sumner. Sumner right side, Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles dumps down low, Feenstra. Looks for the cutter. Feenstra's going to back in against Baker. His turnaround shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern and Taylor. Isaiah Taylor into the front court. They can cut it in half with a three-point basket. Baker working on Feenstra. Now to Wadle. Wadle outside, Taylor. Taylor, free throw line, comes back over to Wadle. Wadle dumps underneath Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek, hook shot in the lane, good. Justin Van Kalsbeek with 4. Dort College leads 69-65, 5 minutes remaining. Out front with it is Taylor, Feenstra. Feenstra gives it off to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Sumner. Sumner, Rindles. Rindles working against Wadle. Comes back left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell shot, good! Off balance shot. He drew the contact from Van Kalsbeek. There was no call, but he got the shot to go. 71-65, 4:34 remaining. Dump it down low, Baker. Baker against Den Herder. Hook shot in the lane, good. Jordan Baker resorting to that hook shot regularly now, and he's consistently knocking it down. 4:21 left to go in the game. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell back over to Rindles. Rindles, Sumner. Sumner, Feenstra. Feenstra looking down low. Taylor, Feenstra with the basketball. He comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, and they call the foul on the block. Foul's going to go on Colton Koyma. Oh, they're going to call that one on Van Kalsbeek. Okay, so that's foul number 4 on Van Kalsbeek. 4:03 remaining. Rindles will go to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. So free throws on the way for Nathan. First one is up and straight through. Rindles with 21. A second free throw on the way for Rindles. Dort College by 5. Still a long ways to go in this one. You need a couple stops if you're Dort College. Second free throw on the way for the junior guard. This one's up and through as well. So Rindles makes them both. Dort College leads 73-67. Timeout, Dort College. Back with more after Dort this. College. Colton Koyma, I beg your pardon, this is Wadle. Nathan Wadle inbounds the basketball to Byard. Here comes Northwestern trailing by 6. 4 minutes remaining. Wadle with the basketball, reverses top of the key, Byard. Byard over to Francis. Taylor Francis, they get it underneath Byard. Byard puts it up, shot off of the glass, no good. Tap by Baker, no good. Rebound Feenstra, but it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern, it'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College survives a scare that time. The ball hung on the rim twice. Dort can, it flipped out both times. Rindles for the basketball, Dort College by 6 with the ball, 3:38 remaining. O'Donnell back over to Terpstra, Terpstra, Rindles, Rindles for the basketball. Nathan back over to Tyler, Tyler spin move in the lane, short arms it no good, but there was a reason he was held. Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot two. It's foul number one on Taylor Francis. For Tyler Walterstorff, this is his sixth and seventh free throws. 3:27 remaining. Free throw by Ty, up and good. .327 remaining in regulation. Dort College 74, Northwestern 67. Clock not quite an ally yet. Walterstorff's second free throw is good. 75-67. Northwestern quickly up the floor with the left side Byard. Byard gives to Wadle. Wadle, they switch on the screen. Wadle, layup is good. Count the hoop and he is fouled. Three-point play opportunity coming here for Wadle. He can trim it back to five. It's 3:18 remaining in this contest. 75-69 pending the free throw by Wadle. Wadle's free throw is up and through. So Nathan Wadle with a three-point play. Wadle now with 12, and the defender lead is 75-70. Right side with it is O'Donnell. O'Donnell had Feenster open on the post up momentarily, decided against it, comes back over to Rindles. Rindles down to the block, nothing there, comes back over to Tyler. Tyler with the basketball back to Rindles. Rindles, spin move, short jumper from 10, good. Two-point basket for Rindles, he's got 23. Northwestern with the basketball, Dort College by 7, 2:50 remaining. Back the other way, a foul called on the drive, and Colton Coimo will go to the free throw line and will shoot two. Did they call it on Walterstorff is my question. If they did, it's number five on him. Oh, number four. Well, I don't know on the scoreboard what's right and what's wrong anymore. They had four up for Walterstorff earlier. Now it's four again. We'll take it if you're Dort College. Colton Coimo to the free throw line to shoot two. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Colton Coima makes the first free throw. He's got another one on the way. 2:46 remaining. Back and another free throw on the way for Coima. This one's up and through as well. 77-72. Dort College by five. Tyler Walterstorff inbound the basketball. Gets it into Rindles. Rindles will walk it up. It's a five-point ball game. Den Herter will check back in for a possession or two. Rindles underneath, his layup good. Nathan Rindles with nine. Dort College leads 79-72. 2:30 left to go in the contest. Back the other way, Northwestern with the ball. Wadle. They switch again. This time he'll drive in, puts it up, and again he gets a chance at a three-point play. You've got to defend it better than that on the pick and roll. Wadle will get another chance. This time he can cut it down to four, and they're going to call foul number five on Alex Terpstra. Feenstra will check out of the ball game. Terpstra fouls out, so Terpstra is whistled for the whistled for his fifth. Wadle will go to the free throw line for the three-point play. And he makes it. Back-to-back old-fashioned three-point plays for Wadle, and the Dort College lead is 79-75. 2:18 and counting. With the basketball is Sumner. Sumner out front. Pass to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Tries to dump it off. It's taken away by Northwestern. Here comes Northwestern down four. 2 minutes remaining. Byard with it out front. Thought about the three. Instead goes over to Francis. Taylor Francis with the basketball. Wadle. Wadle, kick out pass. Francis. Francis, three ball. Good. You knew it was going in. He's got 13, and the college lead is 1, 79-78. 1:43 remaining. Francis knocks down the three from the wing. And now Dort College has the basketball with 1:41 left to go in the game. Up one. Back with more after this. 1 minute ago, Dort College was up seven after a Nathan Rindles basket. Back-to-back old-fashioned three-point plays, though. I beg your pardon. It hasn't been back-to-back. He had two free throws for Colton Coyman there, but The Dort College defenders lead 79-78 with the basketball. Tyler Walterstorff inbound, gets it into Rendles. Rendles on the baseline, working on Nwadle. Comes out to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Walterstorff kicks into the corner. Rendles puts it up, blocked by Byard. And here comes Northwestern with a chance to retake the lead. 1:26 remaining. Wade over the basketball. Again, they run the pick and roll. That time, Dort College sags off. Moss puts it up. Blocked by Den Herter. Rebound Den Herter. He hands it off to Rendles, and Den Herter got away with a hack that time. Rendles for the basketball. Rendles into the lane. No look pass. Den Herter. Den Herter doesn't want it. He hands it back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell for the basketball. Sumner, Rendles. Dort College will have to take a shot before there's 40 seconds left. Pass comes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Back over to Rendles. Rendles in traffic. Gets it away to O'Donnell, and O'Donnell is fouled on the play by Moss. So Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line with a chance to give Dort College a 3-point lead with a pair of free throws. Bryce Moss has just picked up his fourth personal. I've given up trying to track the fouls right now. If they say there's five on somebody, I'll let you know. Free throws on the way for O'Donnell. Both teams in the double bonus. First free throw by Andrew. In and out, no good. Another free throw on the way for O'Donnell. O'Donnell with 11. O'Donnell can make it a 2-point ball game. 48 seconds remaining. This one's up. And that one's good. So O'Donnell makes one of two. He has 12. And the defenders lead 80-78, and they need a stop. Northwestern basketball, they've got a couple of timeouts remaining. Koima with the basketball. Koima gives it up. Francis. And we've got a foul on the play called before Wadle can get the shot off. Brian Sumner's called for the personal foul. Northwestern went to a backdoor cut off the instead of the pick and roll. And now free throws on the way for Nathan Wadle. Wadle to shoot two. So far in the second half, by my count, he is 4 for 6 from the charity stripe. All of his free throw attempts coming in the second half. Wadle's first free throw is good. Believe he's got 15. I beg your pardon, they've got 16 up on the board now. And he cannot tie it. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. We're deadlocked 80-80. 33.1 seconds left. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Dort College with the basketball. The shot clock is off. We'll resume play after this timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, and by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Walterstorff, O'Donnell, Rendell, Sumner, and Den Herter on the floor for the defenders. Tie game 80-80. Shot clock is off. Both teams are in the double bonus. Both teams have two timeouts remaining. Rendles will take it up. I would be shocked if Dort College did not hold for the final shot. Rendles for the basketball. They pass it over to Walterstorff. 20 seconds now. He's got it at midcourt. Tyler with the basketball. Tyler on the sideline gets it away to Rendles. 14 seconds remaining. 13 now, 12. Rendles, they'll try to run a clear out. Moss with on the defense. Rendles out front, 5 seconds. 4. Rendles in traffic. Dumps it off. Den Herter. Den Herter shot, no good. And we go to overtime. Tied up 80-80. David Den Herter with an opportunity to end it in regulation. Misses the short shot after Rendles got into the lane. And we go to overtime. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Tap is up. And it's saved in. Dort College with the basketball. First possession of the second half. I should say of the extra session. 80-80. Defense is ruling in the second half. A little bit sharper. Rindles with the basketball. His shot off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Wadle. Wadle with the basketball. Wadle up the floor. He passes left corner. Byard. Byard gives to Moss. Moss with a dunk. First lead for Northwestern since early in, well, I should say since the first half. 82-80, Northwestern in front. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner gives it off to Rindles. Rindles down to the baseline. Rindles back to Den Herder. Den Herder with the basketball, and we've got a blocking foul called on Northwestern and Wadle. David Den Herder will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Den Herder with 9 points tonight and a chance to tie the game. Second overtime game in a row for these two teams. First free throw on the way for David is up and through. He's got 10. Both teams went on the road Saturday and played wild overtime contests. 4:13 left to go in the extra session. This one's up and good as well. So Den Herder makes them both. He's got 11. And we're tied 82-82. 4:10 left to go in the extra session. Northwestern basketball, Wadle. They run that pick and roll again out front. Wadle shot, no good, but he's fouled on the play by Den Herder, and Dort College has got to figure out a way to defend that. You can't put Waltersdorf on that play because he's playing with four fouls. Den Herder picks up his first personal. Free throws on the way for Wadle. This one's up, no good. He's got another one coming. That's foul number one on Den Herder. 4:01 left to go in the overtime. Second free throw on the way for Wadle. This one's up, and he makes that one. Northwestern leads it, 83-82 in overtime. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner feeds it to Rindles. Rindles working against Koyma. Nathan with the basketball back to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf backs it out, wants a clear out. He passes to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles with the right hand. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Wadle. Wadle over to Koyma. Koyma reverses Francis. Francis with the ball. Taylor Francis passes it right side. Wadle. Wadle over the top. And Moss unable to save it in. He steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Feenstra is in. Den Herder is out. 3:28 left to go in the overtime. Northwestern 83, Dort College 82. Rindles with the basketball. Nathan Rindles setting the offense. He passes over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the ball. Waltersdorf gives it off Rindles. Rindles, B-some three. Bang, bang, bang! Brian Sumner with 6 points. Dort College leads 85-83 on the Sumner tray. Northwestern back the other way. They come back over to Koyma. Koyma long three, and he swishes it. Colton Koyma with 10. Dort College trails by one, 86-85 on the Colton Koyma three. 2:50 remaining. Koyma a good 5 or 6 feet behind the line that time. Rindles will set up the offense. Rindles in between the circles. Nathan Rindles passes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell loses the dribble, picks it up, shovels it back over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner back over to O'Donnell. 12 to shoot for the defenders. Down by one. O'Donnell with the basketball, and he is fouled on the play. And Nathan Wadle gets whistled for the personal. That's number three on him. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Free throws on the way for O'Donnell. I think we've got music playing in the background. Public address system with some music going on. Well, we are 86-85. O'Donnell misses the first free throw. He can tie it here and left that one short. Rebound Wadle. With a basketball up front, Nathan Wadle. Wadle. Drives in, Kicks it out. Three on the way. Good. Three-point basket for T.J. Byard. He's got nine. And Northwestern leads by four, 89-85. Drive the other way by Rendles. Northwestern gathers in the rebound as Rendles was unable to make the lay-in. It was contested, obviously. Now Northwestern will spread the floor and milk the clock. Byard with a basketball. Byard out front. Gives to Moss. Moss back to Wadle. Northwestern in the driver's seat, up four. 89-85, back-to-back threes by Northwestern after Dort College had taken the lead. Wadle has his pocket picked. Here comes Rendles. Rendles is fouled on the way up, and T.J. Byard is whistled for the personal. It doesn't matter if it's on the floor or not at this point, T.J. You're over the double bonus. That's his third. He was contesting whether he was in the act of shooting or not, but it doesn't matter. It's a double bonus. So Rendles now shooting two free throws. Rendles to try and cut it down to a two-point ball game. It's 89-85. Well, you get caught up in the heat of competition, and you want to contest that. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Another free throw on the way. Second free throw on the way for Rendles is up, and Rendles rolls that one in. It's 89-87. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 1:33 remaining in the overtime session. Northwestern by a deuce. Dort College calls a timeout. Back with more after this. On the floor for the defenders, it'll be Waltersdorf, Den Herter, Sumner, Rendles, and O'Donnell. For Northwestern, it's Wadle, Koima, Byard, Francis, and Moss. Northwestern leading 89-87, but Dort College got a steal and a couple of free throws that neutralizes the four-point lead and gets it down to two. Now Wadle with the basketball. Wadle with it at half court. Pass goes left side to Byard. Byard with the ball. TJ will put it on the floor, loses the footing, picked up by the defenders, and Rendles, and Rendles will go to the other end and shoot free throws as Bryce Moss commits the personal. Nathan Rendles to shoot two, and somehow in that scrum of humanity down on the other end, Bryce Moss got called for the personal foul. Moss fouls out of the ballgame with 6 points, and Dort College can tie it. Jordan Baker is back in the ballgame for Northwestern. Nathan Rendles to the free throw line to shoot two. Rendles with 27 by my count, now 28. Another free throw on the way. So Nathan Rendles trying to tie it up here with 1:17 remaining. And he does so. We're deadlocked at 89. Rendles with 29, following up his 43-point outburst. Well, they've got 30 up on the board for him, and now Northwestern will call a timeout with 1:12 remaining. Timeout, Northwestern. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By the Bedinklin Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. With the buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office. 712-722-4072. Brian Grinwick is a broker. Well, I believe the board is now correct. We'll get a reset. 1:12 left to go in the overtime. 89-89 our score. Northwestern with a basketball. Dort College with two timeouts remaining. Northwestern with two timeouts left. Both teams are in the double bonus. Dort College has one player on the floor with four fouls. That is Tyler Waltersdorf. Northwestern has none on the floor with more than three. The two with three fouls are T.J. Byard and Nathan Wadle. Wadle with 17 points tonight. 19, beg your pardon. And he scored all but four of those in the second half. zeroing in on 10 o'clock. We've been going at this for right at 4 hours. Hope you've enjoyed it. It has been interesting at times. Wadle to inbound the basketball. It normally is when these two meet up. Always entertaining. Well spent $6 if you had to pay to come in. Wadle with the basketball working against Sumner. Passes back over to Koyma. Koyma back to Wadle. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Backing his way in is Baker, and Baker is fouled on the play. Dort College brought the double team. David Den Herter whistled for the personal. Number two on him. And free throws on the way for Jordan Baker. He's one for one tonight. He's shooting a pair. 59.9 seconds remaining. And Baker's first free throw is good. He's got another one on the way. 12 points for Baker by my count. Northwestern leads it 90-89 pending a free throw. Second free throw on the way for the sophomore from Sioux Falls. This one is up and good as well. 91-89 our score. 58.8 seconds left. Dort College brings it up. Rindles to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. Waltersdorf in traffic, and he is fouled on the play by Byard. T.J. Byard whistled for the personal with 50 seconds remaining. So more free throws on the way for Tyler Waltersdorf. So two free throws on the way for Tyler. Waltersdorf with 9 points, and he misses that free throw. Got another one coming. Shot clock is still on. There's 50 seconds left to go in the overtime session. Sumner checks out. O'Donnell checks in. Oh, beg your pardon. Nabla is in. Waltersdorf, second free throw, no good. Rebound tapped out. Racing after it. The Dort College defenders. O'Donnell gets it away to Waltersdorf. Here comes Dort College. Coming back the other way, Rindles. Rindles into traffic. Nothing there. Dort College still down two. Waltersdorf for the basketball. 36 seconds remaining. Out front with the ball. They get it to O'Donnell. Dort College can tie it with a two. That tap out by Den Herter. Here's Rindles. Rindles, spin move in the lane. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It's Dort College basketball. Brian Sumner will check into the ballgame. Well, Dort College will inbound the basketball. Sumner is back in. Den Herter is in. Dort College trails by a deuce. 91-89 our score. Rindles to throw it in. Rindles over the top, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. They fake the handoff. Waltersdorf off of the glass. Good! Tie game. Tyler Waltersdorf with 9. We're deadlocked at 91. 17 seconds left. Northwestern bringing it up. Koyma will bring it up the floor for Northwestern. Koyma with it, right side, and we've got a timeout on the floor with 9 seconds remaining. So 9 seconds left to go in the overtime. We're tied 91-91. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Not much has changed since our last reset. We are tied 91-91. Northwestern has the basketball, and they can win it here at the end of the overtime with a basket. Well, with a point. They will hold for the final shot, I would almost guarantee it, unless something presents itself that you don't plan on. Northwestern on the floor with Baker, Koyma, Wadle, Francis, and Byard. For Dort College, they counter with Sumner, Waltersdorf, Den Herter, Rindles, and O'Donnell. Northwestern will inbound in front of their bench. Byard will do the honors. 9 seconds remaining. They get the ball into Wadle. Wadle out front, guarded by Sumner. Picks up his dribble. Gets it to Baker. Baker to Byard. Byard draped on him. Shot is good. Unbelievable. T. T.J. Byard hits the three. 5/10 of a second remaining. And the Dort College defenders. Now you're going to check on the clock. The referees conferring on how much time should be left. There's 5/10 of a second left. T.J. Byard somehow made that shot with a player draped on him. Give him credit. He knocked it down. Dort College defended it, and it was a busted play. And the Dort College defenders trail now 94-91, and there's 1.1 seconds left. 1.1 second left. And Northwestern on the verge of winning this ball game. Dort College, the best they can hope for is a three to tie it. And they'll have to go the length of the floor. Byard from the left wing, off balance, hit the shot. And for T.J. Byard, he's got 12 points, six of them coming here in the overtime session. Couple of threes by Byard. And Northwestern on the verge of moving to 500 in the conference, while Dort College might dip below 500 unless they pull one out of the hat here. Let's see what Dort College has for their bag of tricks here. Both teams have a timeout remaining. Dort College still in their timeout. Northwestern will have four players in the back, and they'll allow Dort College a desperation heave the way it looks. They're not going to guard the inbounds pass. 1.1 second remaining. Dort College will inbound with Tyler Walterstorff, length of the floor to go. Northwestern does not guard the inbounds pass. Walterstorff throws it the length of the floor. It's touched by Northwestern. That's the ball game. 94-91, Northwestern wins in overtime. Dort College falls to 13-7, 5-6. Northwestern 12-6, and 5-5. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of tonight's ballgame right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The final numbers, Dort College loses in overtime, 94-91 to Northwestern. Dort College led by seven late in the ballgame, 77-70 with 2:46 left to go in the contest. Northwestern went to a pick-and-roll play that Dort College struggled to defend. Out front, Nathan Wadle got a pair of three-point plays in the process. And Taylor Francis knocked down a long three as well to get his team within one. Dort College made one out of two free throws with 46 seconds left. Northwestern then tied it on a Wadle two-point basket. With 33 seconds left, Dort College held for the final shot of regulation. Got a good look at it. Unable to knock down the short shot, though, before time expired. And we went to overtime. We were tied at 82, and then again tied at 89. Dort College led briefly, 85-83 on a Brian Sumner three-point basket, but Colton Coima answered with a three from long range to make it 86-85. Another three-pointer made it 89-85, and Northwestern was in the driver's seat from there. Dort College did fight back to tie at 89 and 91. The defenders never had a chance, though, to take the lead. I don't believe. Well, beg your pardon. They did. They got an offense. I'm not sure if they had a chance to take the lead. As it is, Northwestern got the ball with 9 seconds remaining in the overtime. And busted play. They fumbled it. Jordan Baker got it outside to T.J. Byard, and Byard knocked down an off-balance three from the left wing, giving Northwestern the eventual lead and the win, 94-91. With 1.1 seconds remaining, they got that shot to go. Dort College threw it the length of the floor after an overtime, and they were unable to convert, and that's the ball game. Final numbers, Northwestern, 32 of 60 from the floor, 53.3%, 7 of 11 on threes, 63.6%, 23 of 30 from the free throw line, 76.7%. For Dort College, 29 of 71 from the floor, 40.8%, 7 of 23 on three-pointers, 30.4%. 26 of 41 from the free throw line, 63.4%. Both teams at 39 rebounds. Dort College charged with 7 turnovers. Northwestern charged with 15. Nathan Rendles led all players with 30 points tonight, 10 for 26 from the floor, 9 for 9 on free throws. 12 points for Andrew O'Donnell off of the bench, 10 for Taylor Feenstra, 11 each for Tyler Walterstorff and David Den Herter, 9 for Alex Terpstra, 6 for Brian Sumner, and 2 for Leighton Sampson for Dort College's total of 91. For Northwestern, Nathan Waddell, 18 points, 14 of them in the second half, 13 each for Taylor Francis and Jordan Baker, 11 for Colton Koima, 8 for Levi Edelman, 12 for T.J. Byard, 9 for Isaiah Taylor, 6 for Bryce Moss, 4 for Justin Van Kalsbeek, for their total of 94 points. Dort College was led in rebounding by David Den Herter and Taylor Feenstra with 7 rebounds each, 5 for Tyler Walterstorff and 4 for Nathan Rendles. 3 assists for Andrew O'Donnell, 2 for Nathan Rendles. For Northwestern, Nathan Waddell ended up with 9 rebounds, 7 for Jordan Baker. 4 assists for Waddell, and he also had a steal. Dort College is now 5-6 in the conference, 13-7 overall. Northwestern goes to 5-5 in the conference and 12-6 overall. Coach Ross Dalma has taken a seat beside me, and we'll get to him here with the Dort College defenders losing 94-91 in overtime. And, Coach, frustrating loss. Second game in a row, you feel like you're in a pretty good spot. And at the end, just unable to close the deal. Northwestern made some plays, and you go to overtime, and then all bets are off. And just a disappointing loss for your team this evening.
It is, Mike. It's a frustrating one. I thought our kids played extremely hard tonight. I thought we just we gave everything we had. We did miss some more free throws than we probably should have. Missed some opportunities down the stretch, obviously. But, it was a hard-fought game by two young teams, and tremendous shot there by Byard at the end. Obviously some bright spots for us. I thought Nathan Rendles does a great job of trying to lead this team and really forged ahead. We had a number of other bright spots. You know, again, we talk about the consistency, and it's just not quite where it needs to be. Really interested, obviously, to see what's going to happen the next 2 days in practice and on Saturday. You know, can we continue to fight despite a couple disappointing setbacks? I think we will. I know there's a lot of down and hurt kids in the locker room. They obviously care a whole lot. But the last two games, like you mentioned, we've had our chances, just haven't been able to finish things off at the end. And that's obviously frustrating.
And at the end of that regulation, you got what you wanted. And sometimes, and I said this to Coach Steensma, you can draw it up, you can execute it, and everything can go well, but they call it basketball, and you got to put that shot in, and some nights it just doesn't go in.
No. Great execution by the kids on the final play. You know, we did, we cut well, Nathan drove it well, and, you know, just came up a little short. And our guys feel awful about it, you know, obviously, but, you know, it is. It is just you know, an easy bounce here or there, and we're on our way back to Sioux Center feeling pretty good. And this won't be the last time that you face some frustrating things. And it's a great life lesson, but can use some good life lessons after a good win too, Mike.
Yeah. So there's no doubt about that. 94-91 in overtime. I don't know what else to cover here, Coach. You hit it in your comments. Free throws. You feel like you leave some points on the board. You played better defense, I thought, as a whole in the second half as opposed to where you were in the first half. That first half, things were just too easy for Northwestern. That was an improvement in the second half.
It was. We have started the last two games very slowly defensively, shown some grit, trying to come back and eliminate some deficits. Would be nice to play from on top for 40 minutes and take our chances that way. And that's where you come in. Practice the next 2 days and try it again on Saturday.
Coach, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for stopping by. Don't on Saturday. We do know there's another game on the schedule to get ready for, so we'll do that and see you in the DeWitt on Saturday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dalma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with a rundown of the GPAC scoreboard right after this. Oh, so close for Dort College for the second game in a row. And for the second game in a row, Dort College leaves disappointed. They surrender a late lead. Northwestern wins it in overtime, 94-91. I'll scratch out my standings. Northwestern now 5-5. Dort College falls to 5-6. Dakota Wesleyan over Mount Marty, 86-65. Dakota Wesleyan now 9-1. Mount Marty falls to 0-11. Midland 82, Hastings 63. Midland is now 8-2. Hastings slips to 3-7. And Nebraska Wesleyan over Doan, 96-85. Nebraska Wesleyan has now won, I believe, 5 in a row and 4 in the conference. Doan College drops to 3-7. Men's standings then. Dakota Wesleyan is 9-1 in the conference. Briarcliff was idle tonight in conference play. They're 8-2. Midland is 8-2. Morningside is 7-3. Dort College is 5-6. Northwestern's 5-5. So you've got to flip-flop those. Northwestern moves into fifth place. Concordia is 5-7. They did not play this evening. Nebraska Wesleyan is 4-6. Doan and Hastings are 3-7. Mount Marty is 0-11. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. That's going to do it for our broadcast tonight of Dort College basketball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker.